Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Roundup for today, Friday, November 29th. I'm your presenter, Arlene Gregoire. In our headline stories this evening, United Workers Party candidacy in the Mao constituency is under review. In news from the region, Cuba suspends consular service in United States over lack of banking. And internationally, Egypt Islamist rally to defy protest law. And the news is brought to you, the compliments, J.S. Fan & Company Limited, Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, and First Domestic Insurance Company Limited. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
It was early Juve, man, me and Nick ready for jamming, something missing out. The red cap we had, they just run out, so me and I all party, and the time we party. What that we drinking?
Red cap.
Mixing with anything?
Red cap.
Bartender pass me a
red cap.
Then pass another glass of
red cap.
Party, and the time we party. What that we drinking?
Red cap.
Mixing with anything?
Red cap.
In a the rum and the party. Red cap rum, the spirit of celebration. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it.
Red cap.
Courts Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technique and in many machines who primer department technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you a discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
All I want for Christmas is at Ask the Fans. Ask it's the Christmas fans. In November at Ask the Fans. Amazing discounts at Ask the Fans Supercenter. Up to 50% off entire first floor on selected items. Wait, there's more. There's Ask more. The Fans Home and Building Center in Fonkole has great weekly discounts for the entire month of November. Take advantage of 20% discount on hardware and builder supply and 15% discount on Lewin paints and accessories. It's November and it's Christmas at Ask the Fans. Right place, right price. Visit us online at askthefans.com. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to Q95's Prime Evening News Roundup. Head of the Trinity Baptist Church, Pastor Randy Rodney, has congratulated Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt on the birth of his newborn son. Prime Minister Skerritt on Wednesday, November 28th, announced the birth of his son, Dimitri Roosevelt Skerritt. Pastor Rodney says he commends the Prime Minister for being a man who takes personal interest in the well-being of his children.
First and foremost, I want to offer my sincere congratulations to the Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt on the birth of his newborn son. I want to commend you, sir. One of the things that I've said about you before, and I'm going to say it again, and one of the things that I personally have observed is that you take personal interest in your children. And I commend you for that, and I trust that everybody else who brings children into this world can follow that example and take care of their children. So my commendations to you, sir. Now you have two boys. I don't know when you intend to stop, but don't have boys alone. I wish you a girl next time around.
Pastor Randy Rodney. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton has confirmed that the candidacy in the Maho constituency is under review. According to Linton, Maho is among some constituencies where candidacy is being assessed. In recent times, there has been much speculation over the candidacy in that specific constituency. Linton says they are questioning whether or not Senator Ronald Isidore, their current candidate for the Maho constituency, is the candidate that will give them the best chance of winning the seat. He says while Isidore may emerge as a candidate to represent that constituency, it is the responsibility of the party to find the right organizational arrangement that will ensure that its chances to win the elections are excellent.
Until the election is called, the arrangements for candidacy are always up for review. At this time, there are certain constituencies, Maho included, where we're trying to find the right fit that will give us the best chance of winning the election. And in that regard, the Maho constituency is under review. And Senator Isidore is part of the process of review. The gentleman sits in the Senate for the United Workers Party. So, of course, this is a gentleman that the United Workers Party has had great respect for and has expressed the confidence in his ability to have him represent the party in the parliament. But being in parliament and winning elections are two different things. And all I'm saying is that the candidacy is under review. It may well be that Senator Isidore emerges as the candidate. We just want to be sure that we have the right mix of skills, competencies, the organizational and team arrangements that best represent our chances to win the Maho constituency.
Meantime, Senator Ronald Isidore says although he has offered himself as a candidate for the constituency, he accepts that the final decision lies with the party executive and the people of that constituency. Isidore says he believes it is important to respect the information provided by the party's political leader and allows the necessary processes to be followed. He requests, however, that through any process, his reputation and credibility remain intact.
Ronald Isidore has offered himself for service to the Maho constituency and to provide a credible choice of leadership in the constituency. That is what Ronald Isidore has done. That's what he is doing. If the party, in its considered opinion, and I'm being very serious about this, if the party, in its considered opinion, chooses to run with Ronnie or not run with Ronnie, that is the party's decision. The only thing, though, Ronnie's going to ask of everyone is that his reputation is not impugned in whatever processes, in whatever text messages, in whatever it is that you say that you're getting. One of the things that Ronnie Isidore will do, I'm making it quite clear to everyone in this whole political process, that Ronnie Isidore needs his reputation and his integrity and his credibility to be protected.
United Workers Party candidate for the Maho constituency, Ronnie Isidore. The Aid Bank has reported that sponsorship and donations for the period of 2012-2013 were in excess of EC $53,000. Beneficiaries of the bank's generosity included charitable foundations, religious entities, senior citizens, community groups, sports and business associations, cultural and carnival festivities, and educational and health institutions. According to a release from the Aid Bank, during this period, the bank collaborated with the Caribbean Technological Consultancy Services Network to host two workshops in Dominica for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises in financial management techniques and customer service delivery. It states further that in the second quarter of the financial period, the Aid Bank spent time with its customers and expressed its appreciation for their patronage during its Customer Appreciation Day. A roadshow conducted in November 2012 was an outreach exercise to a few local government districts. In the third quarter of this financial period, the Aid Bank says it has the pleasure of partnering with the Clare Harbor to sponsor Michelle Shabrizi of St. Joseph, one of the contestants of the 2013 Miss Dominica pageant. The Aid Bank says they are very pleased with her performance. Dominica joins the rest of the world in observing World AIDS Day on Sunday, December 1st. The HIV/AIDS Response Unit Coordinator, Nurse Julie Frampton, says this year the unit continues its observance of the day under the going theme, Getting to Zero Through Social Justice and Equality, Addressing Stigma and Discrimination. Frampton says the unit has organized a number of activities in various communities commencing Friday, December 29th, which includes the provision of advice and rapid testing at the Linda Park on Sunday, December 1st. She says all are encouraged to get tested and to know their status. World AIDS Day is held on December 1st each year and is an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, show their support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate people who have died from the disease. World AIDS Day was the first ever Global Health Day, and the first one was held in 1988.
This year in Dominica, we have activities planned. Friday 29, we'll be at the Lindo Park talking to persons on a one-to-one basis. And those who want to get an HIV test done, we can walk across to the Red Cross headquarters where we'll provide them with rapid testing. You get your results the same day. We having a Riding to Zero on Saturday where we'll be starting at Dubik. And we'll be continuing on the east coast of the island, stopping in the villages, so it's like a whistle stop, talking to people on the side of the road and about HIV and AIDS. On Sunday, the 1st, we'll be having a church service at the Anglican, St. George's Anglican Church in Roseau, where we're encouraging persons to participate in a church service as we remember persons who have died from AIDS, as well as those who are living, and we are all affected. So we encourage persons to come to the Anglican Church 9 a.m. on Sunday.
HIV/AIDS Response Unit Coordinator, Nurse Julie Frampton. And that was all local news for this afternoon. In news from the region, the over 50-year United States economic embargo of Cuba is having a direct and negative impact on the world banking system, said Cuban-American lawyer Jose Petreria. While addressing the closing by the M&T Bank of the account of the Cuban interest section in Washington as a result of the United States embargo of the island. In a release this week, the Cuban interest section announced its closing of consular services after the bank's action, which joined other restrictive measures against Cuba. Petreria recalled the Credit Suisse was fined $536 million by the United States for infringing the economic embargo against Cuba, and some months back, the Italian bank Intesa San Paolo was also fined $3 million by the United States government for conducting financial operations in which Cuba was involved. In addition, London's Lloyds Bank was fined $80 million by Washington for conducting banking operations in which Cuba participated. As a result, having Cuba as a client is too risky and financially expensive for the World Bank, Petreria said, noting that the forced closure of a normal consular services by Cuban diplomatic offices in the United States poses difficulties for Cuban families. Cubans on both sides of the Florida Strait hope for normalcy. That means coming and going and gathering as families and friends, just as the Mexicans, Salvadorians, and the Irish do. Just to mention a few nationalities, the attorney added. And internationally, Egyptian security forces firing tear gas and water cannons on Friday broke up anti-government demonstrations by Islamists defying a draconian new law restricting protests. Authorities are seeking to put down unrest by both Islamist and secular activists as a government-appointed assembly tries to finish a final draft on an amended constitution by early next week. The draft has raised criticism for democracy advocates for increasing powers of the military and the president. Since a popularly backed military coup ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in July, his supporters have been staging near daily protests calling for his reinstatement. The rallies have often descended into street clashes with security forces or civilians. To quash pro-Morsi rallies, which have persisted despite a heavy security crackdown, the military-backed government issued the law on Sunday banning protests without a police permit. On Thursday, a student was killed when police put down a match by Islamists from Cairo University. Instead, the law has sparked new protests by Egypt's secular activists who have been largely muted since the ouster of Morsi. They accuse the government of giving free rein to police abuses and military power that they had aimed to end with the 2011 uprising that toppled longtime autocrat Hosni Mubarak. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party candidacy in the Mahu constituency under review. In news from the region, Cuba suspends consular services in the United States over lack of banking. And internationally, Egypt's Islamist rally to defy protest laws. Once again, the news is brought to you, the compliments, JS Refining Company Limited, Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, and First Domestic Insurance Company Limited. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I'm Arlene Gregoire, wishing you a very pleasant evening.